Many of the international volunteers who travelled to Baghdad to put themselves in the path of Western bombs are leaving Iraq disillusioned. Some are frightened and others are angry that Iraq deployed them as human shields to military sites instead of the schools and hospitals they had wanted to protect. The human shields are coming home, including many of the International Brigade of Volunteers who drove across Europe with much fanfare, arriving in Baghdad in February in two red London buses. Their mission was to gather thousands of foreign supporters to sit in Baghdad, and by sheer force of numbers, to convince the United States and Britain not to bomb the city. But support on that scale never materialized. There were only about 200 human shields in Iraq, and that number has now dwindled to fewer than 100. They report they are frustrated that Iraqi officials deployed them to military sites rather than to hospitals, schools and kindergartens as they had wanted. Some are now in a hotel in downtown Amman. A sign on the front door says, Human Shields Meeting Point, and the hotel is charging half the usual rate for the returning volunteers. Still, the former shields say they do not consider their departure from Iraq a failure. Do you think there's any sense of failure amongst those people who've left, including yourself?
No, absolutely not.
That's Sue Darling, a former British diplomat in her 60s who has just returned from 10 days in Baghdad. She won't say why she left, but says despite the group's dispersal, she thinks it is achieving its goals.
The intention was not to be a human shield. The intention was to stop the war. And we are part of a very large global movement that has so far stopped the war.
So why did you leave?
I left for personal reasons.
Another of the volunteers who has come to Amman plans to return to Baghdad. He's Dayur Ingvarsson, a fisherman and father of four. Originally from Iceland, he now lives in Denmark and has taken 3 months' leave from his family and business responsibilities to become a human shield. Why?
If you asked me this question 6 months ago, I would say, bomb it all, I don't care. When I heard about the human shields, then I thought, how stupid can people be?
So how did you end up being one?
It's something my cousins tell me to do. I'm not quite sure exactly why.
Mr. Ingvarsson says he's disappointed that more volunteers didn't join, and he's aware that by returning to Iraq at this time, he could be signing his own death warrant. He's been assigned to stay at the Baghdad power station, which is expected to be one of the first targets in any bombing raids.
Well, I was signed there before.
And you stayed there?
I did stay there, yeah.
And if they said, okay, the bombing starts tomorrow, would you continue to stay there?
I would like to say yes now, but I don't know, when you're standing in the position, I don't know.
Mr. Ingvarsson says he went to Iraq to be a peace volunteer, not a puppet of the Iraqi government. Still, he says, he will return to Baghdad if he can. The sometimes stormy relationship between the volunteers and the Iraqi government has reportedly resulted in a decision not to issue any more visas for foreigners who want to be human shields. Western news reports from Baghdad say that the Iraqi government is planning to use thousands of its own people for that purpose instead. Iris Makler for VOA News, Amman.